Hi everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. My name is Luna Gray, and if you like what you hear, a review wherever you listen would be really appreciated. You can follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, on Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can also join my special Discord server for people who listen to podcasts and give yourself cool little roles if you want to. Just ask me for the link, or you can click the pinned tweet at the top of my profile, but if it doesn't work because Discord's weird sometimes, you can just ask and I will give it to you, but only if you're nice. So there's that. So before we get into what I'm going to talk about, I forgot to mention that, see, this is what happens when I disappear for weeks. I forgot to mention that this intro is played by Andre Louis, who is a freaking audio genius, and you should follow him and tell him that I say he's cool, so you should do that. So yeah. All right. So, everybody who is my friend pretty much knows why I have been absent for a month, just about. I've pre-recorded and scheduled episodes because I knew something was going to happen, that's why I do that, just in case something happens and I can't record something on a specific day and do the things. I record like sometimes 3 or 4 episodes at a time, and then I'll schedule them and then they come out on their respective dates and everything is fine. But I thought I scheduled and recorded more than what I actually did, so people went a week, almost 2 weeks, without a podcast, and I am very sorry. So the thing that I knew that was going to happen was that I was going to go to my sister's house for a month to hang out with her, because let's face it, everybody needs a break from time to time. And I also just really, what are you doing, kitty? I miss her, and we don't get to see each other that much, so it's nice. She lives in North Carolina, and I live in another state. So, it's kind of hard. But I went to go see her. What we didn't plan on happening was a couple days before I was supposed to go down, which I ended up going on the day that I was supposed to, but a couple days before that, my grandpa died from cancer, and so my sister came down and went to the funeral and stayed a couple days. And then on Saturday, July 3rd, I went down to her house for a month. Well, not quite a month, almost a month. And it was fun. I ended up trying stuff that I would have never tried otherwise, stuff that most people are like, really? You've never had that? No. For starters, I tried the pink drink from Starbucks, and I endorse that drink completely. That drink is great. I don't know what makes it so great, but it's great. I'm a coffee person, so I was kind of like, I looked it up because I was like, why is everybody like going crazy over this? So I looked it up and I saw that it was mostly fruit juice. Actually, it's just fruit juice and little chunks of fruit at the bottom. But I was like, okay, this is weird. But I tried it and I really like it. And like every time I went to Starbucks, that was pretty much what I got, except for two times when I got other drinks that I like. I got to try some food that was really good. Whoa, kitty cat just fell down. And I also got a new kitten in the process of all of this mess, which is why things are a little chaotic around here. Her name is Tiana. She is orange and white. She is 8 weeks old. She just turned 8 weeks old, actually. She's a handful and a half, but I love her. It's kind of funny because my sister, God, she has a bunch of animals. We're not even going to go through the list because it's a lot. And one of her cats, actually two of her cats, had babies. And she was trying, stop, would you? She was trying to get rid of them because she had way too many and whatever. And they're putting them all on my lap so I can pet them and give them some love. And this little orange thing comes on my lap. And I said, this one's mine. I'm taking this one. And my sister was like, okay, we'll see. So one day we're dropping her husband off to go to work. We come home. She sees me. And she's gonna fall down again. Boop! She sees me and she runs to where I sit. And she sits down and waits for me to go over there so I can pick her up and hold her. She slept on my lap a lot, like, unbelievably a lot. She still does. She would climb out of the little, like, it's a pet jail. That's what my sister calls it. That's not really what it is. It's a really, really big, ginormous pet cage that has a door on it so that people can put food in and whatever, but the cats and whatever you have in there can't get out unless you open the door, of course. However, Deanna's smart. She climbed to the top of the cage, over to the chair, because the chair was right by the cage, which was really stupid. Anyway, she climbed over to the cage and then she climbed over to me. She would do this a lot. And I was like, you know, she is way too big to be in that thing at this point. Like, just let her run. Let her run free. So they did, and it was fine. But it was like, dude, this cat has, like, claimed me, okay? There is no denying that this cat is mine. So we to my mom, and my mom said no, and it was a whole thing, and I was really upset because this cat stole my heart. And so my sister sends her a text and tells her how attached I am to her and how attached she is to me. Clearly she will not leave my side for too long. She's like always around, even when she's not really like around me, she's always near at least. So my mom's like, don't tell her, but you can bring her. Don't tell her until you like get down the road a little bit. So we're driving down the road, and before, when we left, my nephew, I don't know how in the world they kept it a secret, because they can't keep secrets to save their freaking lives. Like, they can't. I mean, to be fair, they are kids. Kids can't keep secrets, so. But they, kept it a secret, and we're in the car. I'm like, take care of Deanna for me, will you? Give her all the cuddles and all the love and all the whatever. Like, make sure she's cool, okay? Just, like, cuddle her and give her love and do all the things. And they were like, sure, yeah, okay, we will. Yeah, she should have known something was up, and they were like, yeah, okay. Because that's not how they answer things. That's not. Anyway, so we drive down the road. We stop at Sheetz. And for those of you who live in other parts of the world, it's a gas station, y'all. It's a gas station. So we stop there. We get a drink. So my sister goes to the back of the truck, or the trunk, acting like she needed to get something, which she did. It was Deanna. But she pulls her out. She brings her over. She sits her down on the back of my seat. And this little turd starts climbing on the back of the seat, trying to get to me. My sister's like, there's something on the back of your seat. You need to see what it is. It's weird. I look. There's Deanna, sure enough. I pick her up and I start bawling my eyes out, because I didn't think that she was going to be mine, and I thought I was going to have to leave her, and it was a whole thing, and yeah. So then I put her in my lap, and she kind of meows a little bit, and she tries to run, but then she realizes, oh, it's my mom. It's okay. I'm safe. So she goes to sleep, and she sleeps the whole, well, I can't say the whole ride, because there were a couple of times that my sister started to, like, do sudden stops, and it scared her. But, it scared me too, so, yeah. But, she slept the whole ride to where we met my sister. Or my mom, not my sister. And then, she slept pretty much the whole ride home. And she slept that night, and she slept all day, and, oh, man. But, yeah, that's what happened. That's why I was gone. I was getting a cat, and it took me a month, but I did it. Oh, and she's sweet. And it's really funny to me, because I have two other cats, for those of you who live under rocks and don't know. I have two other cats, and they are a boy and a girl. They're litter mates. And the girl, her name is Gabby. They're both four. Gabby is scared of Deanna, and it's funny to me because Deanna is tiny. She's 8 weeks old. Gabby is four. She still kind of looks like a kitten, because I don't know why she's so small, but she's really tiny. But vet says she's healthy, so there's no need to freak out about that. But she's just really small for some reason, which is strange. So she went, and Gabby is, and like would hiss at her and meow at her. And this morning she was trying to swat at her and stuff. But it's just kind of funny. It's like, you're bigger than she is, and you are afraid of a little tiny, innocent, harmless kitten. Really? Okay. But I don't know why it's really amusing to me. But yeah, that's what's been happening. I like to do these and let y'all know what's going on in my life. If y'all like these episodes, then I'll keep them coming. But if you don't, and you just want the kink content, then I'm sorry, this one is not it. Yeah, you can let me know. So that's really all I got to say. I just wanted to tell y'all what was happening with me and why I disappeared off the face of the planet for a while. If y'all have ideas for topics and stuff, you know where to find me. For those who like to skip the intro, which I don't blame you, but I'm gonna do it again. You can follow my Twitter, LunaTheKitten92, my Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join. Oh yeah, I forgot about my Facebook group. It's probably a good thing I decided to do this again. You can join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast on Facebook, and you'll find it, and you can join it and hang out with us in there. There's not many of us in there. There's like 10. You can also join my Discord server for podcast people. And again, there's only like 16 people in there, so come hang out with me. It's too quiet over there. You can click the link on my Twitter, or probably better off asking me, because I don't know that that link works anymore. Because it might be from where I had my old account that I don't have anymore. So, that's that. And I'm probably not going to do an episode this week, just because this one's already out and I want everybody to listen to it. So, oh yeah, one more thing. I have surpassed 1,000 plays on here, and I am forever grateful to everyone who listens to me ramble and rant and yell and scream and talk about whatever it is that I'm talking about on here. Y'all are amazing, and I love all of you. Even if I don't know you, even if I've never talked to you, you guys are like really cool people for listening to me talk and rant, because I hate the sound of my own voice. I know I talk for like hours and I still hate it. It's a weird thing in my head. Anyways, so thanks so much for listening, and I will see you guys on the flip side.